There was a press conference at the Vatican today, and unexpectedly, there was praise from the Catholic Church for American nuns.
Fin dall'inizio della Chiesa Cattolica nel loro paese, le religiose sono state.
A top cardinal said religious women have courageously been at the forefront for the Church in the United States, selflessly tending to the spiritual and social needs of the poor and the marginalized. The positive tone came as a surprise to many. Our friend Jane Little regularly reports on religion. So, Jane, let's scratch below the surface here, because it was not the rap on the knuckles that was expected for American nuns, was it?
Certainly not when this process was launched 6 years ago. No, then nuns were very annoyed and some said they wouldn't cooperate with the process and expected a crackdown. In fact, they're all breathing a collective sigh of relief today, because instead of this feared crackdown on dissent, as you heard the cardinal there, heaping praise on them, as does the report, which expresses profound gratitude for their, quote, dedicated and selfless service. And I think that underlines how different in tone this document is from another report released at least 2 years ago under a different pope. Times have clearly changed. And the Rome-based American nun who was tasked with doing this review, Sister Claire Malia, was clearly very emotional at the press conference as she in turn thanked the cardinal.
Your message to us today shows that you do understand our ongoing struggle, to faithfully serve the Church in challenging times, despite our shortcomings and limitations.
Wow, very emotional there.
Clearly more of a love in there than most sisters could ever have imagined when this process was launched.
Yeah, so this is much different from that report from 2 years ago, which announced a crackdown on leaders of American nuns. How far did that report kind of suggest a crackdown on nuns in the U.S. should go?
Well, it was received with fury and indignation with that report. And it's not all that surprising that they were furious, because it accused the American nuns of engaging in corporate dissent, of ignoring church teaching on matters such as abortion and homosexuality, said they were in grave doctrinal crisis, were radical feminists and needed reform. A large number of American Catholics sided with them and really said, look, here we've got the male hierarchy out of touch, tainted with the scandal of sexual abuse, while the nuns are quietly going about their business, feeding the poor and the hungry and carrying out the work of the gospel. So it really set off a confrontation. This report is clearly an olive branch, and so far it's been taken as such. The head of the leadership conference that is under this reform process welcomed this report as affirmative and realistic.
So is this sigh and relief for American nuns, is this kind of the force of Pope Francis at play here once again?
Well, I think you could say that, whether it's directly or indirectly, there have been changes of leadership underneath him. There's clearly a change of wind, if you will. And 2 years ago, when this other report was launched, one sister who was a target of the criticism said, look, this is all politics. It's got nothing to do with the church. It's politics. And then since then, she said, well, the political scene has shifted under Pope Francis. We've been the political football in the past. Perhaps things are changing.
So what now, Jane? I mean, how will American nuns get energized if their numbers are dwindling?
Yeah, that is the problem here, that this was a wider review of what's happening in religious life in this country. It really highlights ongoing challenges, dwindling finances and vocations, chief among them. There are roughly 50,000 sisters in the US. Now, that is a huge drop from almost 200,000 50 years ago. And the average age of an American nun is in the mid-70s. And there are too few younger women to take up leadership positions. So I think the church will be hoping that Pope Francis's upcoming visit to the States next year may boost morale as well as numbers.
Journalist Jane Little, always good to hear from you. Thanks.
Great to talk to you, Marco. Thank you.